Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for July 7, 2026. Let's dive into today's top Tesla stories. Tesla reported exceptional second quarter deliveries with 480,126 vehicles, smashing Wall Street's forecast of around 406,000 and representing a 25% year-over-year increase. This marks the second consecutive quarter of EV sales recovery after declines in 2024 and 2025. Production topped 450,000 units for the quarter. In autonomous driving news, Tesla's Robotaxi service officially launched in Miami, Florida on July 3, expanding beyond its initial Texas and California footprint. The company is framing 2026 as its biggest investment year since the 2018 Model 3 ramp, with capital expenditures guided above $25 billion across 2025 and 2026, heavily focused on AI compute, robotics, and robotaxi infrastructure. At Gigafactory Berlin, Tesla launched a Cell Giga Challenge, inviting external startups to pilot new battery cell technologies directly in its production line. The program targets five key areas: materials, equipment, operations, automation, and AI, with applications open until July 24. Tesla also refreshed the 2026 Model Y with slimmer headlights, a full-width light bar, improved cabin materials, enhanced sound insulation, and optional ventilated front seats. New lease offers start at $459 per month, and a six-seat long wheelbase variant launched in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Looking at the stock, Tesla dipped 7.5% on July 2 despite the delivery beat, but bounced back with a 6.6% gain on July 6 following the Miami Robotaxi launch. European registrations surged 57.2% year-over-year in the first 5 months of 2026. The NHTSA also closed its 2022 investigation into unexpected braking in Model 3 and Model Y with no defect finding. Tesla's Q2 earnings report is expected on July 22. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.